Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs. The Power of Body Language: How to Succeed in Every Business and Social Encounter. Written and read by Tanya Ryman.
Introduction. What I hide by language, my body utters. John Barthes. As a body language expert, I'm in the business of helping people understand each other better. I teach people how to study movements, gestures, and facial expressions so they can decode other people's thoughts and feelings. The media often asks me to comment on the body language of famous or infamous people, such as politicians, Hollywood celebrities, criminals. Judging from the amount of media coverage they receive, nothing fascinates us more than the private lives of celebrities. While individual celebrities may fascinate us, when two celebrities come together in love, we are transfixed. We create cute names for them like Tomcat and Brangelina. We track their dinner dates, their holiday plans, their baby bumps. That's why, when a celebrity manages to maintain some distance from the media and keep her private life somewhat private, we're that much more curious. Few A-list celebrities have been as successful at holding the paparazzi at arm's length as actor Renee Zellweger, even after her ill-fated marriage to Kenny Chesney. Zellweger met Chesney, a quadruple platinum country performing artist, in January of 2005 at a concert benefiting the victims of the tsunami. After a brief, intense courtship, they married in a small romantic ceremony on the beach. Then, their whirlwind romance came to a crashing halt. A mere 128 days later, Zellweger filed for an annulment. The gossip media was abuzz with wild speculation about the fast demise of the marriage. She had checked the box marked fraud on the annulment application. What did that mean? Reporters, bloggers, and fans couldn't help but wonder. What kind of fraud? Was Chesney gay? Did Zellweger just discover it? Was she crushed? Through it all, Zellweger maintained her dignity and stiff upper lip while under the constant watch of the public eye. She probably thought the story had gone away and that she was home free by December 2006, a full year after the annulment was finalized, when she appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman to promote her
sample complete. Ready to continue?